clicking on the support KRVS button. And thanks.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. 40% chance of continuing showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Cloudy skies with a high reaching about 73 degrees. I think we've already hit that. North breeze coming in this afternoon at about 15 miles per hour. This evening, isolated thunderstorms predicted possibly before 7 p.m. Later on in the evening, there will the skies will gradually become partly cloudy with a low of 54. 30% chance of precipitation overnight, a north breeze at 10 to 15 miles per hour. On Wednesday, a sunny day with a high near 76. Currently, it's cloudy and 68 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. And, of course, we are in day number 2 of our 7-day fundraiser. We'll be here through Sunday asking for your support. If you have not pledged or answered your renewal slip in the mail, please do so. You can give us a call at 337-482-5787. That's 482-KRVS, or pledge securely online, krvs.org. Let's begin this hour by heading into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Terry Bowman, who is director of Chorale Acadienne, here to talk about their spring concert. It's a Beethoven Mass in C.
Yes.
And Terry, I know you're very happy that y'all are doing it. It's been an interesting year. This is your first year with Chorale Acadienne. And tell us why you chose this Mass, or was it a chorale decision?
This was my choice. I've known this Beethoven Mass since I was an undergrad at LSU, and sang it first as a sophomore voice student and part of LSU a cappella choir, and thought to myself, if one day I have the chance, I would love to conduct this Mass. And so circumstances set themselves up for it, and we're all set to do it.
And you're going to be performing it tonight in Opelousas and in Lafayette on Friday.
Yes.
So two opportunities for people to hear this. What was it about the Mass when you first heard it that really impressed you?
Beethoven is so clear. You can see his belief, his interpretation of the classical Mass parts, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, the Benedictus, the Agnus Dei. Very clear interpretations of them. I was thinking on the way over, especially in the beginning of the Credo, his very strong statements, and the choir sings the text, and then the orchestra puts the punctuation on the end of it. You can hear the exclamation point. It's Beethoven, I think, at his clearest, and it foreshadows, I think, his bigger later works, certainly the Ninth Symphony and the Missa Solemnis, but it's a bit more accessible for a community organization as well.
Yeah, just your emotions there seemed very Beethoven-like, you know, kind of punching and very very dramatic moves.
Yes.
And sounds.
Yes.
Tell us about chorale, the makeup of chorale right now.
Sure. We will sing 58 singers in this work, and chorale is 100% volunteer organization. Folks who have joined us even this year, but also folks who've been with the group for a number of years, all the way back to its inception. I have several charter members who are still very, very active part of the group. They would not like to hear me saying in such long terms, but it is true.
Well,
many
that
folks
sounds
have
like
around.
Passion and devotion.
Indeed.
To all of us. Well, how are they responding to the Mass in your rehearsals? And
they have enjoyed it. We actually bought the scores, and we, in the very first rehearsal last fall, I introduced the work. We sang a little bit of the Kyrie even then had to put it on the shelf to do other things for the fall and for Christmas in the early spring, but then in the last 8 weeks or so, it's really come together. The work is scored for chorus as well as a set of four soloists, and our soloists are all Lafayette musicians as well. Andre Mouton, Corliss Smith, Paul Baker, and Andre Corville, all Lafayette musicians who are doing a superb job themselves. We have a 12-piece orchestra accompanying us, along with the mighty pipe organ at Our Lady of Fatima on Friday evening. In Opelousas, the pipe organ there certainly supports us. But it's great to be able to use Lafayette musicians, orchestra players, as well as singers. So, yeah.
So is this the first time that Chorale Acadienne has done the Beethoven Mass? Or
they apparently did it under the first director, under Mike Godot, in the mid-80s, somewhere along in the 80s. But not again.
It's about
since
time.
Then. Yes.
Well, is
certainly
it,
worthy of that.
Yes. Was this Beethoven's only Mass that he wrote?
The Missa Solemnis uses the traditional Latin text. So later on, but it's a long. The Missa Solemnis is some 3 hours in length. Mm-hmm. So this is much more manageable. Just under an hour's worth. And he wrote it actually as a commission for Prince Esterhazy, whose wife the prince commissioned every year a mass in honor of his wife's birthday, and they played the first performance, and the prince said to Beethoven, "What have you done?" And apparently didn't care for the work at all. And so Beethoven, in subsequent publications, erased the prince's name and erased that dedication and, in fact, dedicated the work to someone else.
I bet the Esterhazy family is really upset about that now.
Indeed.
How nice to know that every year on your birthday, a great composer, yes, Beethoven wrote something for me.
Yes, yes. He apparently, Haydn had written for her in her honor, and Haydn was toward the end of his years, and the prince commissioned Beethoven, and
it's not a success. I would have liked to have had a photo of that moment.
Yes,
his face. But obviously, since then, other people have had very different opinions of the Mass.
Absolutely, people see the genius of the score, and certainly as a the foreshadowing of even bigger monuments later on. So,
so how early in his career was this?
It's not at the very beginning. It's Opus 86. So. As a young man, he wrote it.
So putting in some of those themes and the energy.
You can hear, almost sometimes you can hear little snippets of things that you hear in later piano sonatas, and certainly in the symphonies, little melodic fragments or ways of orchestrating, especially in the string tremolos and some intensity you can hear later on.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot of interesting scholarship on the mixing of the sacred and, you know, not sacred music in Beethoven.
Yes. And that the work is sacred in that text, but yet is a concert length work, and in a sense, I guess, even envisioned as a concert setting almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, so you'll be putting it on twice, tonight in Opelousas. Of course, people can go once, twice, wherever they would like to see it performed. Our Lady Queen of Angels Catholic Church in Opelousas, can you describe the space? What is it like?
It's an unusual church. The altar's in the center of the church. It's built almost in the round, as it were, and there are portions of the seating for the congregation or the audience throughout the building. The pipe organ is up on the wall, and in a little balcony where the console is as well. And so it's created some logistic interest for us as well in terms of where to put everyone, where to put the singers, where to put the soloist, where I'm going to stand so that I can the organist and I can see each other. And but I think it'll be a it's a very live room, and it should be a great place to perform. And then on Friday night at Our Lady of Fatima, Fatima is a huge space. I was talking with the director of music there who said Fatima comfortably seats 900. So there's plenty of room for folks to come
and
hear us.
The ceiling is very high.
Yes. And the pipe organ, they continue to expand it and actually have just done, they're in the process this spring of doing some work, adding some new division of pipes, and it sounds very mighty itself. So, yes.
Sounds like it would be appropriate for a Beethoven piece. If you have just tuned in, my guest is Terry Bowman. He is director of Chorale Acadienne. Their performance this week is Beethoven's Mass in C. They will perform it in Opelousas tonight at 7:30 and in Lafayette on Friday at Our Lady of Fatima Church. Are tickets available at the door?
They are, indeed, yes. Okay. In Opelousas, the concert is free. We had several sponsors who said to us, we want to bring this Mass to Opelousas, and so they have covered the expenses of being able to do that, and then the concert on Friday night. Tickets are available at the door. It's a great opportunity for us to be able to do a work twice. many times you prepare for weeks and weeks and you have one performance, but the opportunity to get it to do it twice that's a big deal.
Well, and the outreach as well, reaching out to people in a community who may not make the trip into Lafayette at nighttime to see a concert, even of this magnitude. So that's what a wonderful way to reach out to the community, since you are called Chorale Acadienne.
Indeed,
and you reach out into all of Acadiana. Do you all have a website, web presence, where people can go for further information about the organization?
Sure. www.chorallacadienne.com has information, and there's also a phone number, which unfortunately I'm going to have to ask you to quote on the
It is 349-5342.
Yes.
And we'll have that here at the station, 349-5342. So you can call Chorale Acadienne. Where have you heard the Mass performed that you loved it most?
When I first learned this work, we were performing in, that concert was at the LSU Union Theater and was with the LSU Symphony Orchestra, and it was on a double bill with the Stravinsky Symphony of Psalms. Big contrast in style, and at the time, LSU a cappella choir was about 64 singers, so we're roughly equivalent in terms, and it was graduate students who did the solo work, and all these years later, I can still remember that experience.
That feeling.
It was early in my undergrad days, so I was, I didn't know many pieces, and this one resonated with me, absolutely.
Yeah, very,
very, very early in my experiences with a cappella choir. So,
A good reason to go to this concert and bring perhaps young people to it as well, so that they can experience it.
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of the parochial schools in town where the weekly chapel is set in Latin, I think they're planning to bring some students so they can hear the Latin performed in a different way. So, yeah.
Except that they have to remember it wasn't usually performed by Beethoven.
Yes.
It wasn't always set to music by Beethoven. Makes a big difference.
Yes.
But yes, I think any young people would be very interested in hearing this, such a live performance of such an amazing piece by somebody. They all know the name. They all know the name Beethoven, but may not have heard anything performed live by him. And if they're interested in choral works, or they sing in the chorus in their school, great opportunity.
Yes. Often, high school directors will do perhaps one movement, one text setting, perhaps a Kyrie, perhaps the Sanctus. This is an opportunity to see how it all fits together and see how a composer links the entire work thematically. And yes.
All right,
a great musicological study as well, if you will.
Well, I know, again, there are many students who listen at this time and parents as well. So good opportunity to expose your children, young people, to these works. Tonight in Opelousas, 7:30 at Our Lady Queen of Angels Catholic Church, and on Friday at Our Lady of Fatima, 7:30 again on Friday. Is this your last performance of the season, Terry?
It is. We will take I think the singers would say, well-deserved break.
Y'all have been quite busy. Maybe recap the year for us.
Yes.
Y'all performed.
We started back in the fall with a concert that we called Broadway Meets Opera on the Streets of Paris, and we did excerpts from Les Mis, excerpts from Phantom of the Opera, and then the second half of that program was the second act of La Boheme, which takes place in the streets of Paris. Christmas was at the cathedral with excerpts from Messiah as well as a number of choral anthems. And then earlier in the spring, we did a Pops concert at the Petroleum Club, which was 20th century works, everything from Someone to Watch Over Me to Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy to tunes in that style. And now we are here.
I'm sure people can tell just how diverse your interests are and your talents are as well. And some people may be wondering if you ever have auditions for chorale. How does that happen?
Yes, absolutely. The website, I will update the website very, very soon with information about auditioning for the fall. And if I can, I'll even mention what our plans at this point. For the fall, our first concert, we are part of the celebration of the bicentennial of the state, so our fall concert will be Acadian music, The part of that concert will be a mass setting by Dr. Charles Reynolds, who is on the music faculty here. He took a number of Acadian tunes and turned them into, used them as the melodic material for a mass setting. So we'll sing the tunes in various arrangements and then do the mass as well. Christmas will be at the cathedral as well. A few new things, maybe a little less Messiah, some more contemporary things. The Pinkham Christmas Cantata is on the charts. We'll plan to do a Pops concert again, and then a year from right now, hopefully a big work, the 20th century choral work of a good size with an orchestra again. We were talking budgets this past week and lining up our dollars for some orchestral accompaniment. So, yes.
Well, that sounds fun and challenging for singers. So,
yes.
Definitely the website.
The
You'll
website
put up
is
information
the way to get.
About auditions,
yes.
Or call their office.
Yes.
And you can find the number probably on the website somewhere. Again, my guest, Terry Bowman, director of Chorale Acadienne. They will perform Beethoven's Mass in C tonight in Opelousas at Our Lady Queen of Angels, on Friday in Lafayette at Our Lady of Fatima, both concerts at 7:30. Thank you so much, Terry.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the finale to Beethoven's Mass in C Major, performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, Robert Shaw conducting. It's almost 25 minutes past the hour. This is KRVS's Spring Fundraiser 2012. We're in day two of 7 days. The number to call for your support to KRVS is 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS, or easily online with your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express at krvs.org. Right now, we're going to head back into the studio with Judith Merriweather.
Joining me now in KRVS Studios is again Terry Bowman, and along with Paul Morton, to talk about a benefit for Chorale Acadienne and an amazing music performance as well. Paul is, as many of our audience members knows, they know he is the trumpet professor here at UL Lafayette, very involved in jazz, and I think y'all just finished a very successful jazz week. Yes,
we did. We had a great turnout, and we had about 7 different concerts. So it really was a jazz week.
Yeah, it was a revolving door of jazz. I kept announcing it and thinking, I want to go to all of these. They were so wonderful sounding. And you're going to be talking about the Faculty Jazz Combo, which is a wonderful group of musicians composed of faculty here at UL Lafayette. You all have come together to put this benefit on for Chorale Acadienne. I believe you're on the board?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. I try and get out and support the artistic endeavors of everybody that's in Lafayette, and I think part of that as a musician and an artist myself is to, in service to the community, to do things like be on the board of Chorale. And between myself and Mike Quinn, who's the board president, we got an idea that maybe we do a little jazz concert, and that would be a lot of fun and would also benefit Chorale. And so we got Mark Tulis and the museum involved because we just knew that would be a great place to play. And so now it turns out this Saturday we're going to have a really excellent jazz concert that's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have Patsy Bienvenue singing, who some of you may know her. She's a member of Chorale and does a lot of great jazz singing. So we're going to have some really great standards. We're going to have some new tunes. We're going to have a nice variety. But it's just going to be a beautiful setting, and it's going to, the proceeds are going to benefit both Chorale and the museum.
Right, and y'all are calling it Jazz on the Plaza or Jazz on the Plaza?
Well, there's a plaza in between the two buildings at the museum.
As long as it rhymes.
Yeah,
here.
We left off the A just to make it sound good.
Jazz on the Plaza. On the beautiful, beautiful area between the two museums.
Yeah, and it's, the gig starts at 7:30. There's a cocktail hour at 6:30. Several people asked me if the ticket prices include the open bar. I've had to say yes, a resounding yes. It involves open bar, and it's a very casual setting. But it's, you know, there's a fountain there, and there's some very beautiful lighting. And at 7:30 on a nice, cool, rain-free Saturday evening, it's just going to be a really enjoyable event. Lots of fun.
So informal, but you could dress up if you wanted to.
If you really felt like it, yeah. But if you wanted to wear jeans, you would probably be okay with that, too.
All right. Well, Terry, I have to ask you, are you a fan of jazz?
Indeed. Indeed. And I'm definitely a fan of Patsy Bienvenue as well. Patsy has done a couple of solo things for us just in my getting to know her. And then I actually, quite by chance, was here one weekend for a visiting with friends, and we went to brunch, and Patsy was the jazz singer for brunch. So, yeah. And certainly getting to know Paul and his involvement with the board, and as a matter of fact, he's playing the Beethoven for us as well, so quite the versatile trumpet player indeed.
All sharing your talent.
The Beethoven and the standards with Patsy are a little bit different.
Well, as who was it? Peter Schickley said, "It's, you know, if it sounds good, it is good.
That's good.
It's all good." And I know your group plays pop standards, and you've had several concerts, so obviously you have a real
interest.
Mix over there. Tell us about the Faculty Jazz Combo. Who's on it, and what instruments are in the combo?
This is going to be Garth Alper on piano, and we're actually going to do some tunes that Garth wrote. He's very involved in a very contemporary sound, so we're going to do some very old standards that you're going to recognize with Patsy, but we're going to hear some really interesting new things that have, you know, he likes to write phrases in 9 measures and things like that that you don't really expect. And anyway, it's very interesting, some new stuff from him on piano. Bass is going to be Joe Butts, who's is a graduate of UL and also received his doctorate at UT Austin in bass and is now back teaching. Robert Lucky on the saxophone, whom many people know, and Jeff George on the guitar, and Troy Bro on the drums. And, you know, the UL School of Music is kind of what I'd call a mid-size school of music. I mean, it's not the smallest, it's not the biggest, but we feel like we're very fortunate to have so many of the professors that actually play jazz as well. A lot of schools that are bigger would not have, you know, a faculty representative playing jazz on each one of these instruments.
Right. So I would say maybe mid-size in size, but definitely not in output and number of performances that you all give throughout the year.
I guess maybe we're just overachievers.
Yeah, like overachievers, very hardworking. And I know just from my own experience listening to the faculty jazz combo, you're very professional and you could not find a better group around here to listen to.
Well, we just have a lot of fun. And, you know, I consider, music's a lifelong pursuit, but it's, you know, it's talking about Beethoven and also about, you know, standards with Patsy, is that, you know, it's a lifelong pursuit to play classical music on a high level, and it's a lifelong pursuit to play jazz on a high level. So I don't know about you, but I only get one life. And it's to me, it really, one creative side feeds off the other, and I play Beethoven better because I play jazz and vice versa. And it's really, I think it really expands you as a musician to do many different things and having to think about many different things. And then hopefully that makes you a better teacher of many different things, and that's why we're here. But, you know, I just really enjoy it. We make a commitment to do it. We get together and we rehearse regularly. We do a lot of gigs around the town and around the state. But we do it just because we love it, and we just love the challenge of getting out and really trying to, you know, make a joyful noise in this genre or in another.
Mm-hmm. Beethoven or jazz.
There you go.
I'm sure he would have been quite happy with the combination. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Terry Bowman, who is director of Chorale Acadienne. Paul Morton, who is a professor here at UL Lafayette in the School of Music, teaches trumpet, is on the board of Chorale, and they're having a benefit for Chorale this Saturday called Jazz on the Plaz. You can get tickets through the School of Music.
Actually, you can get them. There's the foundation.louisiana.edu is the website, and you can also get them at the museum. Or you can even call the museum to arrange it. There's actually, I don't think there's a paper ticket. I think you can come and get a ticket at the door. But the best way is to go to the website again. I think it's
foundation.louisiana.edu.
Correct.
All right. Yeah. Or at the Hilliard, you can do that.
There you go.
Yeah. So are you going to be heading over to Jazz on the Plaz, Terry?
Indeed. I'm planning to stay for the weekend.
You'll be coming hot off of Beethoven and heading over to Jazz on the Plaz.
I plan to relax and enjoy it.
Absolutely.
That's what I hope everybody does.
Now, you'll have tables set up outside between the Hilliard and the old A-House Town.
Exactly. The group, the quintet is going to be set up with our backs to the big glass wall, right? And then the fountain would be to our left, and the audience members, there'll be a couple bars set up, but the audience, they'll be seating downstairs on the plaza, and you can also purchase a table which would be on the balcony of the older building?
The A-Hays Townhouse.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to be a wait staff that will bring you drinks up to the balcony.
Okay, so now, is that a different ticket?
Yeah, that's really living right there. Right. That's large.
So you can ask the foundation or the museum right. about those tickets.
You can
up
live
there.
Large and be upstairs.
Okay. You have a nice view, and I'm sure the music will sound great from
Indeed.
Any vantage point there.
Yeah, between those two buildings, I think it's really going to sound fantastic.
Okay. That's the UL Faculty Jazz Combo performing this Saturday at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the Plaza, Jazz on the Plaza. And I think Cecil is setting up a piece of music, and is this the Faculty Jazz Combo?
This is the Faculty Jazz playing a tune called Whoopin' Blues, which is kind of an old New Orleans-style thing. It was actually arranged by a guy from Lafayette by the name of Graham Breedlove. And I wish that was my name, but it's not. Anyway, this guy is went to Como High School. He now plays with the Army Blues. He made this arrangement. This is the UL Faculty Jazz Combo.
Okay. Thank you. That was the UL Faculty Jazz Combo, and they will be performing this Saturday at the Hilliard University Art Museum for Jazz on the Plaza. It is a benefit for both the museum and Chorale Acadienne. And with me are Terry Bowman, director of Chorale Acadienne, and Paul Morton, who is on the board of Chorale and is also a professor in the School of Music here at UL Lafayette. You're not sure if y'all are going to play that piece, but if that's any indication of the energy and rhythm that people can hear on Saturday, I think they have a really good idea of what they're going to experience.
We're going to have a good time.
Well, kind of describe the whole night again in a nutshell, what they get for their donation.
You can go online and get a ticket at foundation.louisiana.edu, or you can call the Art Museum. Cocktails, open bar, starts at 6:30. The concert's at 7:30. You know, we're going to play, we'll probably play to about 8:45 or so, and I don't think we'll take an intermission. We're going to have a singer, Patsy Bienvenue, who many people know, going to play some great old standards. We're going to play some new tunes that are written by Garth Alper, one of our band members. We're going to play just a wide variety of music. We're going to have a really good time. It's going to be in between the two buildings at the museum. The lighting and the ambiance are going to be fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a great weekend. I think the weather's going to be nice. It's before the Festival International. All that stuff kicks off. So we're hoping for a really great turnout, and we're really just going to pass a good time.
Absolutely, and a great way to benefit an organization like Chorale, reaching out into the communities with amazing masterpieces.
Yes.
Like Beethoven's Mass in C that will be performed twice this week, once in Opelousas and once in Lafayette.
Yes.
So a really good organization to support. This Saturday, Jazz on the Plaza. More information at foundation.louisiana.edu. Tickets available there or call the Hilliard. Thank you both, Paul Morton, Terry Bowman, Jazz on the Plaza.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we'll look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. And foremost for us right now is KRVS's spring fundraiser. If you have not made your donation yet, please consider doing so now. You can call or make that pledge online very easily. The telephone number to call is 337-482-5787-482-KRVS or online at krvs.org. Just click on that red Support This Station button up in the right-hand corner of our website. And anyone who makes a donation today will get put into the drawing for a Grand Ami pass to the festival, which means you get to use the Grand Ami du Festival suite, which is very central to the festival, and there's refreshments and facilities there, and just a good time. And you also get a t-shirt and a pen and a poster. So you'll go into a drawing any amount, any donation that gets made today. Make that call or pledge online. This is day two of KRVS's annual spring fundraiser. Please join us. And the Lafayette Government Comprehensive Plan, Lafayette Consolidated Comprehensive Plan, continues its public forums tonight at Como High School in Lafayette at 6 o'clock, tomorrow at noon at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, on Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock at Austin Elementary, and on Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Holy Rosary Windolf Hall. For more information, you can go to LafayetteLA.gov. Carole Acadian will perform Beethoven's Mass in C at Our Lady Queen of Angels in Opelousas. That concert is free and starts at 7:30. They will also perform the same concert in Lafayette at Our Lady of Fatima on Friday. Tickets are available through the Carole Acadian website. In Lake Charles, the McNeese Department of Performing Arts presents an evening of woodwind chamber music. That's tonight, 7:30, in Ralph Squire's Recital Hall. Works will include a piece by Bach and Gilbert, Pierce and Simpson. That's tonight in the Ralph Squires Recital Hall. Tomorrow evening, C'est Magnifique, which is a benefit for the UL Lafayette Marketing and Hospitality Department. That will be at the UL Alumni House. Tickets are available by calling the Marketing and Hospitality Department. Tomorrow is Dine for the Diner. Lafayette Catholic Service Centers is helping to benefit St. Joseph's Diner. Quite a number of restaurants are participating. For information on those, you can call St. Joseph's Diner or Lafayette Catholic Service Centers. The Festival International will have its kickoff bash this Thursday, the 19th. Will be at Jefferson Street Pub and features music by Eric Lindell, Michael Juan Nunez, and Sean Bruce. The Gaines Center and the Creative Writing Program at UL Lafayette presents Willie Vlotten. He is a novelist and will be reading from his work this Thursday in the Gaines Center on the third floor of Dupre Library. His reading will start at 7:30 and is free and open to the public. UL's Department of Communication will have a night on the red carpet on Thursday night. That will be at the Petroleum Club of Lafayette. It is their annual gala and awards ceremony. For more information, you can call the Communication Department at UL Lafayette. The Lafayette Photographic Society presents the 57th Annual Gulf States Camera Club Council Convention in New Iberia, April 19th through the 21st. For information, go to their website, LafayettePhotographicSociety.org. On Thursday, a literary reading and open mic with Claire Martin and Lana Wiggins in Grand Coteau at Casa Azul Gifts. It's free, and the program starts at 7 o'clock. The Station, the film series, presents the documentary Wasteland tomorrow, April 18th at 6:30 p.m. at Cité des Arts. On Friday, Bach Lunch continues with a performance by the Mercy Brothers from noon to 1, and Downtown Alive will be in Park International with Nickel Beer. And the merchandising and fashion design students will have a special showcase this Friday at the UL Alumni Center. It starts at 5:30, and tickets will be available at the door. This Friday, the UL Lafayette School of Music and Percussion Ensemble present the Big Bang 2012. They will be joined by originator of the Big Bang, Adam Mason. We'll be speaking with them tomorrow. And the Acadia Players present the Kingfish at the Grand Opera House of the South. It's a dinner theater performance. For information, go to their website, Acadia acadiaplayers.com or grandoperahouse.org. An Evening Under the Stars will benefit Family Promise of Acadiana. That will be this weekend, 3502 East Simcoe Street. For more information, you can contact Harold or Sarah Scheffler or find out more by calling Family Promise of Acadiana. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, you can stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. And you can, of course, support KRVS at that website as well, securely. Just click on the Support This Station button and make your contribution now. Whatever amount you feel you can give, we appreciate it, and it is well used here. It's a partnership, and we cannot do it without your help. This is day two. Thanks to all of you who have called in, made your pledge online. We'd like to thank Bill Battiston for making his pledge, one of our very early volunteers. I think he volunteered for the second fundraiser we ever had back in the 80s. We really appreciate your longtime support and commitment, Bill Battiston and his entire family. And thanks to everyone from Lake Charles who has made their contribution as well. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And thanks to those who have fueled and nurtured our volunteers over the past 2 days. Thanks so much to Great Harvest Bakery. Thanks to Hub City Diner. We'd like to thank for all of our coffee, the Kitchen Shop in Grand Coteau, also supplying us with Gâteau Na Na, and Ryan Thibodeau with Thibodeau's Breads and Bagels. Thanks so much to all of you. It makes a big difference to our volunteers. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And we've got some great t-shirts. If you didn't make a pledge in the fall, and maybe you've seen some people wearing these shirts. They are beautiful, soft and colorful, and designed by local artists. Beautiful shirts, a woman's tee, also a Blues Box t-shirt, and a more classic men's t-shirt. Very nice, all beautiful colors. You can see those on our website. Just click on that Support This Station button, and you'll see another little button that says View All. That's all at krvs.org. When you call, you can pay by credit card. All the major cards, MasterCard, Visa, American Express, and Discover, or ask us to send you a pledge reminder in the mail. And if you're a UL faculty or staff, you can pay through payroll deduction. A very easy way, we can send you a form through the mail or on our website under the main support button. There is a form you can download. Very easy to do. We'll be coming up on All Things Considered in just a few moments, one of the premier programs that we pay for. They are through National Public Radio, which is a producer of programs. We pay NPR every year lots of money, over $70,000-$80,000 a year, just for the news packages and our link up and all the things that make it possible for you to hear All Things Considered, Fresh Air, Morning Edition, the programs that you expect when you tune in to KRVS. Help us help you. Help us maintain this public radio service, which is a wonderful mix of both local and national programming. Lots of local producers, many young producers who are producing new shows. Freetown Radio just started recently, and that's Chaz Justice and Roger Cash doing a great show with wonderful music. Also, Joanna Devine's Local Produce. So many locally produced programs. If you start listing them, the list will be very long. Do your part. Support local programming. Support your local public radio station. We'll be with you just through the weekend, celebrating public radio, asking you to be a part of what makes it possible. So we'll be with All Things Considered in just a few moments, but take the time to call right now at 337-482-5787. That's 482-KRVS. Or go to our website, krvs.org, and make that pledge securely. Also, stop by KRVS Public Media, which is our Facebook page, and like us. We're trying to get over 1,000 likes during this fundraiser. You'll get photographs and information about special things happening at KRVS. It's a really nice page to have on your Facebook mix. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS.
Thank you.